Through the miracle of radio, my friends, we are ready to start our next recipe. The mussels were finished. We took them out. We'll see pictures of them on the website. But more importantly, the mussels were outstanding, and I helped you, mussel a few of them for your next dish.
Yes, yes. And so having the steamed mussels is great because you can just have the steamed mussels, and if you have any left over, you just pull the meat out. And we pulled out, I guess it's about a cup of mussel meats that we can use to garnish pasta or not. You know, if you have them, great. So I just thought, why don't we try them both? You know, we can have it both ways.
I like it that way.
Okay, good. So the next thing to do is to make something with the stock, the leftover mussel stock from steaming the mussels. You know when you go to a restaurant and you get steamed mussels and there's always like stock left over in the bowl and you can just dunk your bread in
right.
just so much? So I have to say, and this is kind of tacky, but if other people have it, I take it home in a doggy bag.
Sure.
Because it's so good. You can do so much stuff with it. It's gold. That's right. It's so yummy. So that's what we're going to do with this stock today. We're going to boil pasta in it because this is a really, well-known classic Italian technique where you boil spaghetti or spaghettini is really the best, the thin spaghetti, in stock. You can do it in chicken stock. You can do it in beef stock. You can do it in vegetable stock. You can do it in asparagus stock.
Yep.
You know, and the pasta absorbs the stock. And it releases starches, which thicken the sauce. And then you garnish it. And we're going to garnish today with just some herbs that have been heated up in olive oil with a little bit of anchovy and garlic. You don't have to put the anchovy in. I do. It just pumps up the
flavor. Yeah, anchovy's
good.
Yeah. But I don't like it on pizza, but I can eat it in
like a pasta kind of
sauces
thing.
Sauces and stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, there's different kinds of anchovies out there. I mean, we're using anchovies that have been preserved in oil, but the ones that are preserved in salt are actually kind of milder tasting. So if you're one of those anchovy people, you might want to look for the anchovies preserved in salt. It's kind of a good product.
I looked for those, actually. He did specify those, and all I could find was
it doesn't matter. Yeah. They're all good. Right. You know, it's just a matter of like how intense the flavor is.
Sure.
So, I mean, if you're doing anchovies with oil in a recipe, you can use a little less. And if you're using anchovies with salt in a recipe, you use a little more. I mean, it's like... So I just poured the broth, of which we've got, I don't know, would you say that's about 6 cups?
It's about 6 cups, yeah.
Four and three quarters to 5 1/8.
Thank you so much.
It's
great to have a precision person on board.
Yeah. Why is everybody gagging here?
So we're just going to do two things at once. We're going to cook up the herbs, and we're going to boil pasta in the stock. And that's a great dinner, which would be the next night after having steamed mussels.
All right, let's fire that up.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm putting it on high for now, just to get it to a boil.
Okay.
And then I'm going to dump in spaghettini. And this dish, you do have to kind of like pay attention to it. You know, I think there's two secrets to cooking. Tell me, chef, if you agree.
Okay.
One, pay attention.
That's
right. Don't
go
answer a survey
so
on
that
the
you
phone.
Don't use cayenne instead of paprika.
Yeah, so that you don't burn stuff, so that you don't do silly things.
Right.
And the second thing is taste as you go.
Correct.
It's the only way. To count on a recipe when they say it's 8 minutes, you know, cookbook authors make mistakes all the time.
Sure.
I happen to know that from personal experience.
So do we.
So it just makes sense to taste it. See if the pasta's done. If it's done before the cookbook author tells you it is, then you don't want to wait.
You know, especially when you're using a broth like this, the time that it takes just to even come to a boil is going to change, depending on what's in the broth and how much residual.
Is that true? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's a cool thing. So like
the salts, the proteins, so the volume could be identical, but the amount of time it takes, assuming the same altitude, could actually differ based on how much.
I had no idea. That's
depends
really
on
interesting.
How high you are.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Watch out.
The altitude, you mean?
Yes.
Brace yourself.
Yes.
Seatbelt.
Well, I mean,
you've cooked in
the mesas of Colorado. Have you cooked in the mountains of Colorado, though? Because that is a huge difference. especially if you're doing baking. Uh-huh. It's a huge difference.
It like is. It is.
Cookies and brownies and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
You stole my thunder. Thank you very much, Chef.
Hey, it got there before you.
Yes. It's disgusting.
But it's true. Cooking in Colorado is different, you know. But on the other hand, I kind of got pat, like in the East, I make bread every other day or every 2 days because it's so simple and I really like it. So I make a simple no-knead breads. I don't know, you know, these
like
wonderful.
Like our friends.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Those
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zoe and, what is Zoe and? I can't remember her partner's name that do the baking artisan breads in under 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And no heating up the water, just using typical
tap
water.
Tap.
And,
yeah.
You don't, and throwing the yeast in there. Tell you what, we did a show with them. They were amazing, the things that they did.
Yeah.
And now they've come out with a new book, Pizza Breads and Pita Breads. They just sent me the book about 6 months ago, and I haven't had a chance to get them back on the air again. But that's another one where they can make all these great pasta or all these great breads, flatbreads, in 5 minutes or under.
Right.
So that, you know, it makes sense in a place like Atlanta or New York City to make bread. It's super easy, and it's just a great product.
You have those great bakeries around you, though. I mean, you can
but I still got to walk over there and get it, and they're like $5.
You're skinny.
Yeah, well, it's true, because I got to walk a lot of places. But the thing is that I don't like to I'm cheap, too. I don't like to spend. It's like $4 or $5 for a baguette in New York these days. Forget about it.
Wow.
I'm not going to do it. It cost me 50 cents to make a loaf of bread exactly the way I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. But in Colorado, I don't eat bread. Not that kind of bread. I make tortillas.
Oh.
You see? Because, you know, so it's really like, yeah.
I love tortillas.
Yeah. So we're heating a little bit of olive oil. I don't know. I've got about a half a cup in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we chopped up some herbs. So these are mixed herbs. We've got parsley.
I think we have parsley.
Cilantro. Basil.
Tarragon. Yes.
Anyway, if it's green and tender, chop it up. You can put it in this.
Soft herbs. Basically.
Soft herbs. Then we have some of this chopped garlic that, Eric did a really great job of canning and shipping from Italy.
Yeah.
And then we have some of the chopped
anchovies.
So once this... once the oil is hot, which is probably like almost now, but I'll wait another second, then we'll add those ingredients and just heat them until everything kind of softens up. And that's the garnish.
That's going to basically be our sauce. Well, our garnish.
Our garnish, right, because the sauce is going to be the stock from the pasta, which is coming to a boil. Maybe I should have used the induction.
Yeah, the induction.
It would be boiling today, right?
Yeah.
Second, right?
It actually would be.
Yeah, but, yeah. Because it's not
it's close
ready
enough.
To boil now. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
But has it got the magnetic bottom?
Well, we're going to find out.
Yes, because if it goes EO.
It'll go EO? What does that mean?
It has to be metallic magnetic surface.
Oh, so you have to buy special pots for it.
Yeah, but a lot of pots these days are already, like this one is magnetic because it's staying on.
It's staying on. Okay, fantastic. So we're going to be doing this pasta a little bit quicker. That's good.
See, it's already boiling.
Yeah, now it's starting to boil.
It's boiling?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me get to it. All right. So I'm for those 6 cups of pasta, I find it's about 2 cups per serving of broth to make to cook pasta.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to do putting in the pasta raw into the sauce. And I'm putting in, I'm going to put in about a half a pound. Right?
Yeah.
And I think that should be adequate. And so it's like the spaghetti is sticking out of the pot. It looks like it's not going to be good. But as it heats, the tips that are in the broth become soft, and they'll start to surrender into the stock, and then everything, then all of the pasta.
I surrender.
And then all of the pasta will soften up, and it'll absorb that stock.
It's just amazing how quickly that boils.
And yeah, it is.
All right, so while that's going, should we... you want me to do the herbs?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Now, are you not worried that...
There it goes.
The the rest of the pasta, it's all going to be okay. You know, because it looks like one got about 30 seconds more dunking than the other, but it won't make that much difference.
No, it doesn't. It's really, because it's literally 30 seconds. It's not minutes. So all
Chef
the pasta
Eric, you've got a stiff wrist there. That's good.
Just stirring away.
Yes. And we've got Chef Eric stirring on one side, Eugenia Bones stirring on the other side, and in the middle, Kitchen Ecosystem, integrating recipes to create delicious meals all at once if you want to, because that's really what the book's all about. Making your mussels, taking the sauce, the liqueur.
Stay cool handle.
Yes, stay cool handle. Didn't work very well, Linda. Anyway, it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life and Chef Eric's burned pinkies.
Oh,
Chef of the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Marietta, Georgia.